The Food Pantries for the Capital District is a coalition of 56 food pantries in Albany, Rensselaer, and Saratoga counties, and I think that number may have changed, so we'll get a new number.
Well, we're okay at 56 today.
Okay, all right. But maybe more on the way?
Yeah, we are.
That's good. Yeah. They provide funding, delivery, coordination of services and food drives, and education and training to their member food pantries. Their executive director joins us this morning talking about a wonderful fundraiser, the Harvest Evening Celebration, which will be happening next Thursday at Revolution Hall in Troy, New York. Our dear friend Natasha Pernicka, who is executive director of the Food Pantries for the Capital District, joins us. Natasha, good morning and welcome. It's always wonderful to see you.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a delight to have you here. So you obviously, I mentioned 56, but you're always really growing because there's such, the need always grows, right?
Sure. Well, we're fortunate to have been building our capacity over the last several years to be able to work with new food pantries who also are seeking the same kind of support, service coordination, and resources to help them in their missions to feed the hungry. So we're really glad that we can start bringing on new members.
Excellent. And these, in many cases, are, I assume, food pantries that already exist but then can come under your umbrella.
Yeah, that's right. Some of them are smaller, rural pantries, and some of them are in the city centers. And they all have unique situations. Some of them are volunteer-run. Some of them have a paid staff person. But some of the things that we do, like delivering food from the food bank to the pantries and providing food funding support for the pantries to help pay for food, really helps them, along with the service coordination.
So let me check in with you on need. Where are we with the need of the community? Is that only growing?
So we're kind of maintaining this historically high service level. Ever since the economic downturn, we saw a pretty big bump immediately after that. And for us, it just hasn't really dropped. So from 2014 to 2015, there was a really small, something like 1% decrease in people seeking food assistance. It was very small. So we're still maintaining really high service levels. In fact, people last year sought food assistance more than 240,000 times. There's about 43,000 unique individuals who are seeking food assistance from our pantries. And last year, our pantries provided enough food to provide more than 2.5 million meals. So there is a huge need for food assistance.
I'm Captain Obvious here, but I'm going to say something. But I mean, 43,000 is a lot of people.
It is a lot of people. And that's one of the reasons I was really excited to come today to talk about our Harvest Evening celebration next week, because every year we honor an outstanding community partner. And this year we're honoring University of Albany. And they have really helped us in the past year to kickstart our Filling the Gap Food Pantry System and Community Needs Assessment. So what that is in our current service areas of Albany, Rensselaer, and Saratoga counties, there's approximately 80,000 people who struggle with food insecurity. So that doesn't mean, you know, you see them out on the street starving. They're people who just don't have the monetary resources or adequate nutrition. So maybe they're skipping meals so that they can give food to their children, or they just don't have the nutrients that they need for a healthy life. And so 80,000 people food insecure, approximately 40,000 are visiting food pantries. So that's why we're calling it Filling the Gap. What is this gap between the people who are struggling and they're not accessing the food resources of the food pantries?
The Harvest Evening Celebration, you've been doing this for several years. I think I've been to most of them, and they're just lovely events. You do a beautiful job bringing the communities together, and you do some really unique things. Tell people a little bit about the evening and how it'll run on Thursday night.
Sure. We're really excited. This is our fifth annual event, and Bob Lazar is our honorary chairperson this year, and CEFQ is our presenting sponsor, and both of them have been really amazing to work with. One of the things that we really felt was important is that there's some kind of tie to our mission in the event, because there's this community is not lacking galas. And so the thing that
Which says a lot about how great this community is, too.
It's true. But we wanted to make ours special.
Yes.
And so we have a chef's competition in our gala, and we ask the chefs to use an item or two that would be a typical food pantry item, something anyone would get when they go to a pantry. And then they have to create something delicious that we can taste. And also they provide a recipe. And so they're judged not only on how it tastes, but also would this be something easy that a person going to a food pantry could create at home as well. So there's different levels of competition.
And as you well know, and as I know, the food is amazing. It's really good.
Yeah, we are so fortunate to have the chefs volunteering their time and talents to do this.
Yeah, and so you get to go around, and then you get to try everything, and then vote on the best. And so there's competitions for the chef, and that's fun.
Yeah.
But just getting to go around and then talk to the chefs about what they've done. And then you also learn a lot about what's in the food pantry of the food that you're providing to people.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, a lot of times, like, what is this food?
Right.
The chefs are going to be using. But, you know, a lot of times rice, ground turkey, look in your own pantry. Those are the kinds of foods that people receive when they visit a food pantry. Something that's unique to probably New York State is that pantries are providing food based on the MyPlate model. So they are making an effort to get grains and proteins and fruits and vegetables out to people.
Remind us / what is the MyPlate model?
Oh, MyPlate model. I know. It's the new food pyramid. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's from the government saying you should eat this many fruits and vegetables and proteins and grains.
And so, and you use that as your guide to basically, in the food that you provide, to say, okay, this is what we want to provide the people who are coming into the food pantry.
That's right. So based on your family size, you might get to choose these kind of proteins, this many. You get three of this and two of that sort of thing.
When and we should also mention, this becomes, your dinner becomes a huge, this Harvest Evening celebration becomes your big fundraiser for the year, too.
It is. It is. We're so excited. Yeah, each year it keeps growing. We are so grateful for all of the sponsors and committee members and volunteers. So
you take over Revolution Hall.
Yes.
And Troy.
It's a food revolution.
That's it. It's a food revolution. You take it over.
Yep.
And it's great. And everybody is so nice, and everybody's in a good mood, and it's a lovely thing. There's beer. It's great.
There's beer. Enough said. There's beer.
it's a very, very nice, very, very nice evening. When you look at what's down the pike for you, what are you working on as far as long range projects?
Sure. Well, taking it off, we're continuing to work with UAlbany as well as Siena College on our Filling the Gap Food Pantry System and Community Needs Assessment. Some of the things that have come out of it so far is that we're developing an online community resource hub for food assistance, which people who are in need of food assistance can go to the foodpantries.org and click on Find Help Here. Not only do we have our local food pantries, but we have other things like senior community meal sites and produce programs, soup kitchens as well. We are also working on identifying the gaps in the hours of operation for our food pantry system. It can make it really hard for especially working people if a pantry doesn't have any evening or weekend hours. So we're doing an assessment of that. We are talking with people in the community who use the food pantries, as well as those who probably have a need but are not using them, to understand more about their community needs. And we hope, in doing all of this, we hope that everyone struggling with food insecurity will have access to a food pantry when they're in need.
And do you feel, I know this is probably a hard question to answer, but I mean, do you feel optimistic that is realistic, that we have the means, we have what the ingredients in place to make that possible?
I think that's a great question. I think that the reality is we will never get every person who's struggling to connect them with service, but the best that we can do is make it available so that the barriers that they might have, like transportation or hours of operation, or maybe they're just embarrassed and they think, you know, not me, I'd like to do our best to let them know that there are 80,000 people in the Capital District who are right there with you, and you don't have to be embarrassed if you need a little extra help to get by.
The other thing here, too, is that when you talk about stigma, how do you work on that? How do you as a food pantry work on that?
So we are working on a speakers bureau and trying to learn more. And that's what some of the consumer surveys will help us with, I think, is understanding how people think of it and looking at some alternative models as well. Me personally, when I speak about stigma, I look back, I reflect on my grandparents. So I grew up in Colorado and I didn't really think about it at the time, but when I was in college, my grandma explained to me, because of our limited income, Natasha, we're able to go and get food once a month. And
yes.
And she used to bring home a box of food. And she used to, my grandma was a pusher, like you had to take what grandma gave you. And so she used to give me
the food pushers.
Yeah. She'd give me the items from the box that she didn't want to eat. And I'm like, I don't want that. And she's like, no, you have to take this. I'm like, okay, fine. She's giving me this big block of cheese. But reflecting back, I talk about that and say, that my grandparents worked. My grandpa was a carpenter and he was retired for 40 years. So they had a really limited income.
Right.
So being able to get some extra food every month really helped them stretch their resources.
We're going to be working with you, and we have some partnerships set up during our fund drive. We'll be talking about that during the fund drive, which is always very exciting. So we're excited about that, so people can stay tuned during the fund drive. And also, I think that obviously if people want to get involved, everyone's invited to the harvest.
That's
evening,
right. Yeah, even you.
Yeah. Well, I will be there. I've never said no to you. You know I can't say no to you.
No, we're so excited for Joe to be there. But yes, we welcome everyone. This is going to be our biggest harvest evening ever. One of the things I love is that our supporters, just really great people. So if you want to come out, enjoy some food and beverages, silent auction, tickets are available on our website at thefoodpantries.org. You can also call 518-458-1167 for more information. But we welcome everyone to celebrate the work that we do together, recognizing that there's still more to be done.
It's really wonderful people in one place, and you have a beautiful evening, and you're all doing something incredibly special. It's the Harvest Evening Celebration, which will be happening next Thursday at Revolution Hall in Troy, New York. As Natasha mentioned, you can find out more at thefoodpantries.org, and not only find out about the Harvest Evening Celebration, but find out about their mission and the great work that they do. Thefoodpantries.org. Natasha, it is always a great pleasure and an honor to speak to you. I thank you so much for the wonderful work you do for our entire community and for sharing with us.
Great. Thanks, Joe.
Great pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.